Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, live with Acelia, Celiah, and Zariah, Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
I ain't set apart music, come on.
Where to go from here? Where the skies are dead alive. Darkness over the earth, but you remain right. To where we go is near. Your love we take tonight. Ever since our birth, we've praised and cried.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahushua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Shalom, ladies. Peace and welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to BHYY Radio. Good evening. Good evening. I'm your host this evening. My name is Acelia Yisrael, along with my ladies holding it down on the panel. How y'all doing tonight, ladies?
Shalom, shalom. This is Goti Zariah. I pray everybody's having a blessed night.
Hey, shalom fam, Miss Celiah. I'm doing well. How y'all feeling this evening?
Doing well. Can't complain. And got to give special peace out to the ladies listening on the phone lines, those of you listening in the chat room, and those of you who will be listening to us later on in the archives, whenever and however you're listening to the show tonight. We're talking about Keeping a Spark Part 2. This is a live guest call-in number. Now, that guest call-in number has been switching back and forth, so go ahead and write both of these down, 319-527-6302. Again, 319-527-6302. And go ahead and try 347-633-9606. Again, that's 347-633-9606. So I'm not sure what's going on with on the technical side, but either one of those numbers should put you right where you need to be tonight. And you know, you guys may have remembered that we did a show a while back, maybe a few months ago, called Keeping a Spark. And it was hot, you know, it got hot. And so we were talking about maintaining that fire in your marriage, you know, maintaining that spark. And it's been a while since we actually talked about relationships as the focus of our shows. Of course, we always hint on it, but as the focus of the show, it's been a minute. Since it's been our primary focus. So we're going to talk about that today because relationships have to be nurtured constantly, right? It has to be fed constantly in order to grow. It's not a one-time thing to keep a marriage strong and to keep it constant. And, you know, for those of you ladies who are married, I know that I don't have to tell you how much work goes into it. And you know, when we're standing on the outside, it's easy to look down at someone who may have gotten a divorce, right, as an example. And before we get into it, once again, tonight's topic of discussion is Keeping the Spark Part 2, Are You Keeping It New? All right. Are you keeping it new? So, Part 2. So, I had to get that out of the way so y'all know what the title is, the topic of discussion. And, yeah, I was just saying, you know, it's easy when you're standing on the outside looking in, it's easy to look down on a couple who have separated or is getting a divorce, it's easy to look down on that. But for those of you who are married, you see just how much work goes into keeping the relationship strong and keeping it together. And a lot of that has to do with making sure that we are keeping the spark and making sure that we are keeping it new. So we're going to talk about that tonight, ladies, revisiting Keeping the Spark. And we really just have one question, you know. Like I said, it's been a while since we did the show, and we want to know if you are still keeping the spark or, you know, are you actively working to nurture your relationship or did you fall off a little bit? You know, it happens. So let's talk about it. You know, ladies, did you fall off, you know, or are you keeping it new?
I'm so glad that we are able to revisit this topic because, like you said, it was hot, you see. And I know sometimes it's easy to revert back to what we're comfortable with and revert back to doing things that requires less effort. You know, the last show we talked about those moo-moos. You know, are we back to laying on the couch with the moo-moos on? You know, I also, it was a good topic for me to revisit because this is also a self-check thing, you know. Have I reverted back to doing what I used to do? And I'm happy to say that I've been keeping it new, you know, still making sure I look different when my ex comes home from work, you know, than I did early that morning. And, you know, just making time, you know, that date, have you guys been dating? You know, making time for dates and keeping it different and keeping it fresh and keeping a spark, you know, especially for the ladies that's been married for, you know, excuse me, you know, 10 years or better, you know, it's very important that we spice it up, you know, so that things don't get old, things don't get boring.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it can, you know, real quick, you know, and that's definitely some great points.
Yes, most definitely. I know that I remember early on into my relationship with my husband, right before we got married, my mother-in-law would always tell me to switch up your environment. You know, sometimes, you know, we spend a lot of time at home. And, of course, you know, with your spouse, both of you all lead very, very busy lives. You all work. You have children. You have other responsibilities. And most of the time you spend, you know, most of your days at home. You know, you're still busy. You're still together. But one thing she's always encouraged me to do is just switch up the environment. Sometimes you really have to get out of your house, you know, in order to be able to enjoy each other, because it gives you that time to be intimate and to be close and, you know, just to be closer. Because when you go out, you have a tendency to be closer. You walk closer. You know, you talk a little bit closer. Your heads are closer together. You know, you're shoulder to shoulder. Hopefully, you know, you're hugging each other, holding each other's hands. And I know that's something that I've definitely been trying to do with my husband, no matter if it's just going to the store, just walking around the park, just getting out, you know, whether it be around the mall, just to switch up the scenery, because that home life can be very, very robotic, and it's always nice to get, you know, a fresh environment.
Absolutely. I love that. Because that goes into that newness that we were talking about. So a new environment can help. And that's so true. Like, you do get closer. It's like you go out,
yep.
And it's like, you know, you all over each other. You know, it's kind of like you and him against the world. It's kind of like, okay, let's go ahead and bunch up, you know. So that's so true. You do get closer and you know, more intimate when you are out and about. And it could even be, like she said, ladies, it can be like working out together. It can be going for a walk. You know, my husband and I, we like to go for walks around the neighborhood after he gets off work, or maybe he feels like running, and maybe I feel like walking next to him, and so whatever it is. And I remember a point we touched on in the first show when we talked about the intimacy. You cannot forget that, like, the intimacy that is beyond sex is what I mean. Sex is important,
exactly.
Right? But it's not as, you know, it's not the only thing. So we talked about that intimacy that is beyond sex. We talked about touching and hugging and communicating and cuddling up and stuff like that. That really creates a strong bond between both of you. You know, it's something about just being next to each other and being cuddled up and huddled up next to each other without that type of intimacy that is so very intimate.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we spoke about last time was, you know, throughout your mate's work day, are you sending them texts, you know, or letting them know you're thinking about them, just little love notes throughout the day, you know, all these type of things. To make your mate feel like they are appreciated, you know, because we always talk about how we need to feel appreciated, how we need to be still loved. Our husbands need that same attention, you know. A lot of times they might not know how to express that, but it's important that we let them know that we appreciate them, you know, for all that they do.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I love that you brought that up, because often men won't say anything. And like Salaya, like you was talking about how the home life can be very robotic, and I love that just that term robotic, because even yourself, like not just the routine of the home physically, but even you can be robotic to where you get into a routine of, you know, going to work and going to school, or if you work at home, just taking care of the children, and you get so caught up in the day, and you're focused on those primary things. You're focused on having dinner ready when he get home. You're focused on cleaning the house. You're focused on all of those things, but you're forgetting about the spark and the excitement of being attached to him in the same way that you were when y'all first met. Because, see, when you first meet, there's all kind of butterflies and all kind of excitement and everything. All of that fire is there, you know, and you're both trying to, what can I say, kind of like convince one another that you are the person for the other person, you know. So, but
right.
as the saying goes, like, you know, maybe because you have them now, maybe because you guys are married, you feel like you don't really have to do certain things. You don't have to look nice and cute. You don't have to pay him too much attention. You don't have to call him every day. You don't have to do those things that attracted him to you, but you do, because that's the whole point. That's what attracted you guys to each other. You do have to send him, you know, call him every now and again, or, you know, if you have a husband who works, you know, a lot outside the home, maybe he's gone for hours and hours on end, or maybe you sit, like Zarais, like you said, send him a text. You do have to do those things. You do still have to get cute and dress up sometimes, and, you know, don't always be walking around the house with the moo-moos and just, you know, oh, woe is me, and all of that. No, in addition to cooking and cleaning and stuff, you still got to keep it nice and tight. You know, you still got to keep it, you know, sexy. You still got to get, you know, put your clothes and stuff on, and you still want to flirt with him. You still want to do those things, because what does it do? It keeps the spark in your relationship, so neither of you feel like, okay, well, we've been together 10, 15 years. It's dead now. You know, you ain't the same person now. And, like, men, they, you know, sometimes, especially if you they wife, there's a lot of stuff that they kind of let slide, if that's for lack of a better word, you know, like you love each other so deeply that you're not blinded by the vain things. But don't allow yourself to be comfortable to where you just get comfortable and you're not kissing on him no more, you're not hugging him no more, you're so busy and so wrapped up that you're not showing him love no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Definitely, you know, we have to definitely focus on our men a little bit more. I know, you know, as women, you know, of course, we're very, very emotional and we're very, very sensory, but we have to understand that men are the same way. And EC, I love the way that you brought attention to the fact that men do that in a different kind of way. They aren't as, I guess, for lack of a better word, flamboyant as we are. But that doesn't necessarily mean that because he's not saying it, you know, or he may not be physically doing something, it doesn't mean that it's on his mind. And it always makes your man feel good to know that you still desire him, you're still attracted to him, that you're thinking about him. You know, they need those affirmations too, because that's what they are. You know, as women, we constantly say, you know, well, I wish my man would do this, and I just wish he'd do that. Well, 9 times out of 10, he's thinking the same thing. I remember one of our sisters had called in the last time we did the show, Akoti Tahilia, and I love the way she put it. She was like, you know, your man sometimes wants you to initiate things too, because he wants to feel like you still desire him. And it's so important that we just put forth that effort, because a little effort goes a very, very long way, no matter what it is. You know, they really, really love us. And to physically show that, and, you know, not necessarily, you know, going in the bedroom and doing all that, and that's fine. You know, we're not taking away from that part, because we know it's very, very important. It's just, it's other ways that you can show him that you care. I know one thing that I really like to do is just to light a candle, just light one candle. And, I mean, it just changes the whole mood of whatever y'all doing, even if y'all talking, if y'all watching a movie, you know, just that quiet time. And if you light a candle, it just puts a different perspective on your intimacy.
You know, one of the things that I know sometimes we do when we've been in relationships, when we've been married for a long time, is we lose that element of surprise. And everything becomes
kind of like what you said, you see robotic. Everything becomes on a schedule. You know, okay, if you're home with the children, you put them in bed at a certain time, and then, you know, you wind down for your night. And everything is on a schedule. You know, don't be afraid to implement that element of surprise when it comes to your mate. You know, do something different. Have him, you know, because he already knows what you do on a regular basis. But sometimes throw that element of surprise in it. So when he come home, he be like, oh, you know, it ain't, you know, because
I done made a cough. I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
We get so robotic in our duties, for lack of a better word, when it comes to dealing with our husband. You know, we forget that affection, and it's very important. Like we talked about on the show we did before. It's just, you know, make those date nights and stick to them. Even if you know, a lot of times people be like, well, we don't have the money. A lot of times it don't even require money. You can have a date without even leaving your house. You know, put the children down for the night, get you some music, a glass of wine, and chill with your husband. You know, chill with your man.
Absolutely. And, you know, men, what I love about men is that men are – they're sensitive, you know, more sensitive than we would think, you know, because we, like you were saying, Salaya, they're not flamboyant with it, but easy to please. You know, men are very easy to please. It don't require much. We're the complicated ones, you know. Well, we don't think we're complicated. I mean, I don't think I'm complicated. But, you know, from their perspective, we're complicated. But men, they're just real easy peasy. It doesn't take much to please them. Sometimes they just want you to listen to them. Come in from work or whatever it is that you were doing and just listen. Just don't say nothing. Just listen to them talk, and that's sufficient, you know. So, it's dedication to the minor things. You know how it's a saying, I forget exactly how it goes, but it talks about how, you know, you do one thing towards your goal every single day. You know, you don't have to do one big whole thing, but you just work on it little by little. It's the same way with marriage in a lot of ways, is that you take it one day at a time, and, you know, every day you work at it little by little, and it doesn't require a lot. You just have to put forth the effort and the dedication toward those little things. So that's the good thing, is that, you know, chances are your man is very easy to please. And whatever it is that he is dissatisfied with, if you communicate with them, I'm pretty sure it is something really, really simple. And it's probably something, like one of you ladies said a few minutes ago, it's probably something that both of you want, but for whatever reason was too afraid to open your mouth to say. You know, and that's another thing that I think is important, too, when it comes to communication, whether we're talking about sexual intimacy, whether we're talking about just spending time with each other, whether we're just talking about each other's wants and needs, it's important to communicate what makes you happy, because it's not that a man would not care about your feelings or you don't care about the man's feelings. It's just that as a people, we just automatically are consumed with our wants. And I'm not saying that we even do it consciously, or that it's something like you're wrong or whatever, you're not breaking the law or nothing, but just as people, just as human beings, we just naturally consider the things that we want. You know, it's just easy for us to be consumed with us rather than other people. And so the way that you rectify that, the way that you bridge that, is through communication. It's through communication that you figure out what somebody likes, what somebody really does not like. It's through communication where you figure out what has offended somebody, what has not offended somebody. I mean, that's why we have the scriptures about, you know, when your brother offends you, go to a one-on-one, because that's the only way to know. You know, even if you are the one who is in need of apologizing, you can't apologize for something you don't know when you don't know that you have offended somebody. So it works both ways. So only through proper communication can you even properly get to know somebody, you know. And so with keeping the spark too, don't be afraid to let each other know what it is that you like. And then you as a woman, you can store this into your mind, like, and you don't even have to make it known, like, okay, maybe y'all talking and you notice that he likes a certain thing. Maybe he's been talking about a certain food, or maybe through your conversation, because you're listening to him, you notice that there's something that he likes. So later on down the line, you bring that element of surprise in because you listen to him, and now you could implement a course of action to kind of, bam, that's the spark right there. I mean, you know, I ain't listening, but, yep.
But, you know,
anyway, but yeah, just, you know, whatever, you know, that surprise is, you know, you, boom, you got it. You listen to them. Hey, you got it.
We get complacent in our relationships. You know, we feel like we did all these things, you know, in the beginning to get this person's attention, to win this person's heart. And then once we've been together for a minute, we feel like we don't have to do that anymore. No. You know, I said on the last show that courting is easy. The work starts when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when the work starts. That's when you really got to pull out all the stops, you know, because One of the worst things I can imagine is being in a marriage to where you feel like you're not really connected with your spouse. You know, you have to keep that line of communication open, and you have to always be willing to go that extra mile. You know, when you first was courting, you know, you was wearing cute stuff, you was looking nice, and now that you're living together 3 kids later, you think it's okay to be walking around the house looking a hot mess. And it's not, because you always want him to be attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? You always want to be attractive to the person that you love, you know? So, you know, it's so good that we touching on this topic again, because it keeps it fresh and new in our mind. Because like I said earlier, I know how easy it is to revert back to what's comfortable for us, you know? It's easy. So, it's, you know, this right here is just a, it's a refresher to let you know, yeah, still keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, it is easy to get complacent. You know, I mean, it's real easy to get, I mean, fall back and just get comfortable. For me, for all of us, it's not, you know, and what I love about it is that I actually think about this show when I find myself getting comfortable. And then I'm like, okay, wait, let me do this. You know, let me not, you know, okay, I got to kick the spark, you know. So it's kind of like constantly thinking about it, constantly being reminded of it. And, yes, absolutely. So it's definitely something that we all need. But y'all know it's almost time for the throwback. And, man, do we have a throwback for y'all tonight? I'm talking about going all the way back. Well, not all the way back. Not all the way back. But this throwback is off the chain. But don't forget, I don't know if somebody could put it in the chat room. I'm not sure which number is working right now, if it's the 347 or if it's the 319. But go ahead and write both of them down. 347-633-9606 is what's popping up for me here. And also 319-527-6302. I see we have some callers on the line, so callers, if you want to put in the chat room or whatever that which number worked for you to call in, we appreciate that. And stand by. We have, man, so much more to talk about in tonight's show. Keeping the Spark Part 2, Are You Keeping It New? This is BHYY Radio, and so we're going to go ahead and throw it on back with the Isley Brothers, For the Love of You. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. Well. Drifting on a memory. loving you. Well, well, well. Day will make a way for night. All we'll need is candlelight and a song. Yeah, soft and long. Alone with a lover like no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Highest time, all that I'm me. Yeah, my love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me. Riding the waves of your love, enchanted with your touch, and it seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, live with Acelia, Celiah, and Zariah, Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Shalom, ladies, peace, and welcome back to BHYY Radio. We're the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah Yahoshua radio show hosted through blogtalkradio.com on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. And we're talking about keeping the spark. And that was the jam there that was For the Love of You by the Isley Brothers. And that is actually a pretty good song to play in the background as you light the candles and set the mood to keep the spark. Don't forget. trying to have that radio voice going on, so got to come back kind of like chill and lay back now. Okay, so the guest calling number is 347-633-9606 or 319-527-6302. And don't forget, ladies, if you have a dear sister letter, actually, producer, let's go on, for we ain't heard our little song in a minute. Let's go ahead and send that to
on my mind. Oh, sister, we're two of a kind. So, sister, I'm keeping my eye on you. Sister,
hey. All right now. So, if you have a dear sister letter, don't forget that you can write us at bless_handmaidens@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the show topics, or just in general, when you send us your letters, we'll read them at this time on the show and discuss it. And it also gives us more fuel for the show, gives us more talking points to discuss, and takes us smoothly into the next segment. So you help us as well. Hallelujah. Now, we actually do have a question, and it's a pretty good question here. The lady says, what if you are keeping the spark and doing all you can in the marriage, but you feel the effort to keep the spark is one-sided? And let's see, is there, okay, yep, that's it. Again, it says, what if you are keeping the spark and doing all you can in the marriage, but you feel the effort to keep the spark is one-sided, then I would say you're not keeping the spark. If it's one-sided, if only one person is engaged, then there's no spark. You know, that's like trying to start a fire with just flint or just wood or just, you know, it won't work, you know. But before I go into it, ladies, go ahead and give us what you got. What would you say to that question?
Well, one thing I want to say that we need to understand that a part of intimacy is communication. Communication is key. Sometimes, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but sometimes, you know, our spouses make the effort to always connect with us, and after being shut down, sometimes they'll shut down, you know. So that's when you have to communicate, you know. You have to ask, you know, what's wrong? Let's talk. You know, I've been trying to, you know, keep the spark going. And it's like, you know, you have to communicate. You know, talk about the issue, good, bad, and the ugly. This is all a part of intimacy. This is all a part of, you know, getting to know your partner, you know, building that relationship where y'all can talk about anything. And I guarantee you, if you talk about it, you'll come to a resolve. But you can't be afraid to talk. You can't be afraid to tell how you feel.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. I like what both of you ladies said. Definitely, EC. I like the fact that you, excuse me, that you pointed out the fact that even though one party may be doing all they can, pretty much it all boils down to that there isn't a spark. And Zariah, I love how you tied that into the communication. See, because, you know, ladies, again, you know, we have to remember that we communicate in a different kind of way, you know, than our men. So definitely, you have to effectively communicate, because what you want to produce is positive results. You don't want to communicate in the way that's going to be, you know, judgmental or the woe is me. You really want to be sincere within your communication. So definitely when you attempt to communicate, be as genuine as you possibly can. And I know this is a very sensitive situation, sister, because like you said, you're doing all that you can. So, you know, you're probably feeling kind of rejected. But definitely, you know, just know that you have to change your approach. You know, sometimes when we communicate, we don't realize the approach in which we communicate can sometimes be kind of off, meaning you want to send a certain message, but are you really projecting it in the way that it can be received? Like, for instance, you know, you're doing all you can, but then, you know, when you step to your man about it, you kind of step at him sideways. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at him funny. You kind of got a little attitude. You know, you got the little, you know, crook in your hip. You know, because you upset, and we get that. You know what I'm saying? But definitely kind of switch up the approach. You want your voice to be soft. Now don't think I'm talking about no little hoodoo voodoo magic now, but for real, like on the real. It's like be sincere about it. You want to, you know, you want to get close, and you just want to tell them, listen, you know, this is the way I'm really feeling. You know, am I doing something wrong? Because I really want us to, you know, I want us to be keeping the spark. So definitely work on your approach, and you may actually be doing something, you know, and here's the part, you know, and I know this is something that I have learned. Sometimes the way that you do things, you may think you're all good at it, but sometimes he may not like that. I'm just going to be honest.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking about that. And, you know, let's keep it all the way real. You know, a lot of times communication will keep you abreast to what he likes and what he expects, because a lot of times our man ain't going to tell you that thing that you do, I don't like it. It's turning me off. No, pineapples. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to hurt your feelings. You know? And it can be... Let's just keep it real. It can be anything.
I love.
You know, I don't like the way you look when you put that short on or whatever. You know, and because
exactly,
we don't know how to accept that, because we're so emotional, you know, and when somebody tells us that, automatically we think, oh, he don't love me, so they'll keep it to themselves, and they'll just act like they don't want to be bothered. You know, but I'm glad you brought that up, Salai, because that's the reality of it. You know,
it's
your
true.
Man don't want to tell you that you're doing something that's turning him off.
Yeah, that's right. You may be shining his shoes in a different kind of way. Hey, he may want you to shine his shoes in one way, but maybe he don't like the way you shine the shoe. You know, you
got
to.
And we got a caller on the line. Right before we go to the caller, I have the perfect real life example for that. So I'll put myself out there so y'all can laugh at me. So when me and Moshe first got married, you know, it was the beginning of my walk, and I was really just learning how to submit and how to do this and that. And, like, I would cook breakfast, like, every day. Like, I would, you know, like, I would, man, you know, like you said, robotic, mechanical. I would, you know, I got to make breakfast every morning. I got to do boom, boom, boom. And I was on it, too, you know, and I thought I was doing good, but then I would get mad because he wouldn't eat breakfast necessarily every morning. And so it created a little friction, because I was like, okay, so I'm getting up, I'm doing all this, I'm doing it for nothing, but just communication. He don't want breakfast every single morning. Sometimes he just wants a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, it didn't occur to me until we sat down and talked that was it, because I'm all stuck. Oh, well, he don't like my cooking or something. Oh, well, maybe I don't know how to cook then. And, I'm just going to throw all this food away. You know, in your mind, these are the thoughts going through. But just a simple conversation, you know what, see, I'm not hungry every morning. Sometimes, you know, I'm fasting. You know, which he did a lot in the morning times during the beginning of our walk. So I had to learn that about him, and not be so, because just because
emotional.
You learn how to do things, you learn that you supposed to cook for your man and what you're supposed to do. I'm not saying that could keep the house clean. No man wants a nasty house. I'm not saying not be clean. But men want you to be just like yourself, like cool, calm, and collected, like chill. Like, just calm down. Like,
right.
I don't like all of that. You running around.
Right. You running around here.
But we got to call it on the line because we are going down. It's about 15 minutes left. Ladies, if you would like to call in, go ahead and do so now at 347-633-9606 or 319-527-6302, area code 260-739. Shalom, shalom, you are on the show.
Shalom, shalom, Coaties. How are y'all doing today?
Shalom.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Oh, so I just wanted to, can y'all hear me okay? Because I'm, like, on the go.
Is that the hell yeah?
Yes,
shalom, shalom,
you know,
Coaties.
Shalom, shalom. I just wanted to call in because, you know, y'all brought up that Salaya, you hit it right on the nose. What you doing, he may not like. So, just to give you an idea, like, me and my husband, we've been together for 13 years. And over the last 13 years, because we grow together, certain things that I used to do in year one, he may not like for me to do now. So, it's all about that communication. Sometimes you can't go to your old tricks because you got to find new ones. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
communication is key because as we grow older in our marriage, we change. We tend to have different needs. So, what you were doing back when he met you, he may think, okay, yeah, that was fun then, but now let's try something new. But if you're not communicating that, then you're not going to know. Sometimes it's easy and simple to just ask, hey, do you like me to do this, or are you not feeling that? You know what I'm saying? And men, they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you. They're like, I don't like that. but I do it not to hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just, hey, communication is key. And that's about one of the number one issues when it comes to divorce is communication. If you don't talk about it, everybody's walking around just having needs that are not being met because no one's talking. It's all about conversation.
Right.
Intimacy first starts with the conversation, and that's how it starts, and then it goes from there. So my, you know, advice would be, hey, just ask, what do you like? Do you like me to do it this way? If not, I won't do that. Would you like this? You know?
I like that. I like that. Always on point. You know what, Carla? What number did you call to get in so we can get it right?
I called the 319.
Okay. All right, people. From now on, call 319-527-6302. For some reason, on my screen, it's saying the 347. But, man, you right on point, Akosi, as you always are. Just don't overcomplicate it, ladies. Just, you know what you like. You know, and I really love how you brought up how you grow together. That's an excellent point as we are coming down to the last minutes of the show. As you grow, you start to like certain things, you start to not like certain things. You know, when me and Moshe first got together, this would be our 10th year. And when we first got together, I wasn't big on drinking. I used to like a lot of those fruity coolers type drinks, but as I'm getting older, it's too sweet for me. I don't like that anymore. And I don't know if it's because I'm older now, and so I just, you know, like me a little wine or whatever like that, but I don't like that real sweet because, like, my mom-in-law know, you know, what kind of stuff I used to like. And so, like, whenever I go visit, she always makes sure she try to have everything that everybody want, you know, moms. And, like, she always had the coolers, and I got to tell her, you know what, moms, I don't even really, you know, I don't really like that no more like that, you know. So that's just an example, too, of just how as you grow as a person, your needs and your wants change. So excellent point, Carla.
Excellent. Yeah, I like that, too. You know, the basically, you know, when you talk about pleasing your man, you want him to feel pleasure. You know, let's just be honest. So if you're not, if you are aiming to please, then you want the result to be pleasure. So you can't be afraid to ask him. This is why, you know, as you are communicating, definitely, and it's something that I do, be an effective communicator. Like, don't just communicate just to talk so you can hear yourself say what you want to say, because, ladies, you know we can do that. You know, if we got a little opportunity to talk, we're going to talk his ear off. But definitely, you want to be able to talk and communicate to the point to where you're going to receive that feedback. So you got to be able to listen to what he's telling you so you can implement what he's saying. That's what EC was saying earlier. You know, hey, you sit back, you listen, and you talk to your man. He done pretty much told you everything he want. He done told you what to do. So all you got to do is just break him off a little piece of whatever he's saying, or, you know, if he said, nah, you know, left, or, but you thinking right, no, he means left, so that means go left. You know, you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to bring pleasure to him. And the thing about that pleasure and that joy, it's satisfaction. And definitely, when you make your man feel good, it should be making you feel good, too, because that's what love is.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what it's really about. So you got to be willing to, you know, put yourself out there a little bit, because he's going to show you the same sort of effort. He's not just going to leave you hanging. So listen to the man. Thank you so much for calling in, Akoti Tahilia. That was right on point.
Oh, your line is still open, caller. Okay, she must have put herself on mute. Let me go ahead and mute her right there. That's the Akoti Tahilia. That's Sister Tahilia for those of you joining us for the first time. Excellent points, excellent points. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about intimacy, so let's just go ahead and define that. Google defines intimacy as close familiarity or friendship, a closeness. Right? So we definitely want to put that out there, too, because it's not just, notice it does not say sex, period, right? It says a familiarity or a friendship or a closeness. So as you build that closeness, you learn each other more, and you actually, you know what you're doing when you're growing together and learning each other, you're becoming more and more intimate as the years go on. You know, there are a lot of people who say that, or a lot of people who don't like marriage, because they say as you are, the longer you are together, the more further apart you become, the more boring it becomes. But that's only if you don't work at it. You know, a lot of people don't think that marriage is work. So you start courting and everything is good and everything is fine and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, and then you get married and you drop your guard and you feel like, you know, or, you know, oh, we already got each other now. Or he may say, I already got the fish, now I don't got to try to, you know, or I already got the man, now I don't got to try to. No. That's when, like Zariah said at the beginning of the show, that's when the real work began, you know. And so the longer you are together, if both of you are working at it, the more intimate you are actually supposed to be, instead of, and you know what, another thing that makes you intimate, another thing that makes you close, another thing that helps you with that, become familiar with each other, the challenges that you face along the way, the trials, the stumbling blocks that you face. Because at every stage of growth, you're going to encounter some kind of stumbling block. And how you respond to adversity is going to shine a light on who you truly are. So whereas you are used to going through whatever life challenges alone, now you have to go through it together with your life partner. And the more of those stumbling blocks you overcome, that brings you closer as well.
Beautiful.
Yes. You know, I challenge you ladies, you know, to start the day, commit yourself to doing something each day to keep that spark, you know, something that will keep the excitement. Take the initiative to preserve your relationship, you know, because if you don't do it, nobody else will, you know. Keep that man interested.
Yep.
You know, communicate,
that,
and don't be.
Yeah, with that interest real quick, too, you know, men are very, very visual. So, you know, if he likes you to dress a certain kind of way, wear what the man like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be so stiff-necked, you know. Don't be, well, I don't really like how I'm looking at it, you know. And I'm saying that because that's something that I do, too. You know,
if your man likes you to wear a certain kind of dress, or if he liked the way you look in those jeans, then wear them jeans. You know what I'm saying? If he liked that little shirt, wear that shirt.
And
he liked the little red lipstick, and if he liked your hair,
that's
what
you
take
on. They want to shut up.
Huh?
No, you know
exactly.
How to say, keep the cake on the man. Look, what a shirt. Okay?
Yeah, you know, listen, and don't be afraid of that, because men are very, very visual. You know how it is when you put on that certain kind of outfit and your man eyes just, like, lock,
mm-hmm.
and they won't move. It's like, you know, you move to the left, he moves to the left, he'd be like, dang, he looking. Okay, well then, remember
that.
So,
let me tell you,
know?
I'm sorry, that helped keep, I'm sorry, I just gotta say real quick, that helped keep the spark, ladies. I'm telling you, like, you know, it take you back to the days when y'all just met, like, you just have on just the right jeans, you just have on just the right outfit, and you walk past and you notice your husband. Now, this ain't some little boy, just some, you know, just some scrub on the street. No, your husband just looked at your booty or just looking at you, you like, hey, wait a minute, I still got it.
So you definitely have to communicate, and don't be afraid to bend, you know, and don't think because you're married now you ain't got to do the things. No, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to do what you got to do to keep everything interested, you know, to keep him happy. And also, don't be afraid to communicate what makes you happy.
Right.
Because it works both ways,
that's,
you know.
Yeah, let's end. We got 4 minutes, ladies. Let's end on that note, because one misconception is that when you're in a marriage, you are supposed to be so for your husband that you lose yourself. You lose your you know, you don't value yourself anymore. You don't like doing the things you used to do. And, you know, one misconception about submission is that you're just supposed to be all in. You're just supposed to make him happy, and you're not happy. That's not a spark, ladies. That's not a spark, and that's not a relationship. That's not a partnership.
Exactly.
Partnerships benefit both parties. That's not what you have when you're, you know, if you're sad and you hate yourself and you just feel like you're supposed to be all him and you just get the leftovers. That's not a couple. Mm. This is not slavery, right? Submission is not equivalent to slavery. It doesn't mean because you are tending to his needs that yours does not mean anything. No, that's, like I said, that's not creating a spark. So, ladies, with the last 2 minutes of the show, let's talk about and close it out with how important it is for the woman to be fulfilled just as much as the man, and how that actually makes the spark even better when both are involved.
Mm. Wow. I would say from my perspective, and I definitely mean my personal life, being able to communicate what my needs, wants, and desires are to my husband means the absolute world to me. It brings such a sense of, you know, completeness. I am fulfilled because I know how to make it known. You know, and that makes me feel better as a woman. It makes me feel better as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a sister, because I know that when I communicate that, I know it's going to be received well. And I know that if I'm holding anything back, or, you know, if I'm beating around the bush, really and truly, I'm hurting myself. So definitely I would encourage everyone to do that, you know, and it may take you some time. You may have to start off small, and but definitely you will see results.
Absolutely, absolutely. Did we lose Z? Are you there?
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
I agree with everything.
Do you have any, go ahead.
I agree with everything that Salaya said. It's all about communication and not being afraid to voice what you like, you know. You have to expect to communicate.
Yep. And so, family, as we wind down, we got about 26 seconds left, that's the bridge to keeping the spark, keep the communication going. No friend is so timid and so afraid to really go in a proper friendship, you know. So if you and your husband are as close as you say you are or are as close as you want to be, then there shouldn't be any instance where you feel uncomfortable or where you feel afraid to speak to him about any of your wants and any of your needs.
One more thing. Regardless of what you think, your man is not a mind reader. He cannot read your mind.
Oh, yes. Trust me, ladies, when he gives you that look that says, I don't know what you're talking about, it's not a game. It's not a gimmick. He really don't know what you're talking about. When you're talking and he looks like he's going through one ear and out the other, it's because it is. Okay? So let's just go ahead and just, you got to just put it out there. You got, look, okay, do you like this? No. How can I change it? Like, with men, you have to be straightforward. You can't drop little hints and send him on scavenger hunts. Like, that's not going to work. You know, you have to be as real and as straightforward as possible. Like, with us, you know, we like to be, you know, tell stories and go all the way to the beginning. You know, when I'm excited about something, I want to tell Moshe, I like to give the whole picture, okay? If something happened and I gave somebody a DVD at the store, I got to tell you about when I first left the house and all the events leading up to me getting to that place. He doesn't like that. He's like, okay, get to the part where you said you gave that person DVD. I'm not understanding why we need this extra section. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is with men, period, is that just get to the part that's important, you know. Don't have him say yes, you know, because then you're really just going to be disappointed. Okay, so that's Zariah for bringing that up. Excellent way to lead off. And so don't forget to join us every Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and close out, since we were talking about a woman's worth and her value in communication. Let's close out with Letitia's So Virtuous. And we'll see you ladies next week. Yahweh. Shalom.
The heart of her husband trusts in her. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with the hand. She is like the merchant ship, bringeth the food from afar. Set apart and speaks the truth. She's a woman with virtue, someone that I look up to, so much righteous attribute. Just want you to know,
don't you know you're so virtuous? Your children call you blessed as they grow up. You open your mouth with wisdom, and you shall rejoice in time to come. Don't you know?
Call you there. don't you know you're so virtuous, virtuous. Daughter, don't you know you're so virtuous. Dreamer, don't you, dreamer, don't you know you're so virtuous, virtuous. Dreamer, don't you know you're so virtuous.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.